Grow My Cleaning Company teaches owners of cleaning companies just like you how to grow your company, make more money, and finally take charge of your financial future and your life. This podcast is about automating and creating systems that give you time and money freedom so you can grow like crazy without losing control. Since this is totally free, if you're getting tons of value, want to support us and make sure that you get more of the good stuff, subscribe, rate, and review to this podcast today. Now, on to the show. Hey, Cleaning Nation, I am so glad to see you today, talk to you, see you, hold hands, talk about owning a cleaning company. Let's jump right in. We're going to talk about one of my absolute favorite things. I don't know if it's my favorite thing, but it is absolutely something we get asked about and talk about a ton. By far, hiring people and having good staff is just one of the most talked about, asked about, frustrating things for you guys, Cleaning Nation. So I want to do a broadcast and really dive deep into that. So today we're going to talk about the problems with, hey, Shannon caught her first, her name is Shannon Norling McLean. That is absolutely your birth name. God bless you, Shannon. You were in the right business, apparently. Michelle's on the phone. Good to have you, sister. I'm going to give it away a little bit. She's going to be on one of these lives, I think in a month. She's terrified to come on because she's afraid of being in front of everybody, but you guys are going to give her extra love. Dallas is here. Dallas is one of our elite graduates that I'm pretty sure he'll tell me if I'm wrong in the chat. I'm pretty sure they've got their hiring process down and they're kicking butt and taking names with group interviews. Jason Johnson's here. I know he's kicking butt and taking names with his group interviews. Efren says, I need someone one-on-one stat. Efren, if you're talking about, you hiring someone, we're going to talk about exactly how to do that. If you are talking about me helping you, go to growmycleaningcompany.com and check that out. Dallas says, yes, he can confirm. Actually, got to have dinner with this guy, feels like a month ago. And it was so nice to see he and his wife and their little guy at dinner, totally relaxed, gone out of town for, I think, a week or two with zero fear about employees. So proud of that guy. Melissa's here. TJ's here. Ann's here. Holy crap, do we have some people. I better jump in and start giving value. I can tell when I hit something that everybody digs because on the lives, everybody shows up. So glad to have you guys here. And if you're on listening to a recording or rebroadcast, glad to have you. Today, we're going to talk about hiring. The problem is you hate hiring typically, but you desperately need people. And the problem becomes, because the hiring process is so brutal and so frustrating, we try to never do it, right? We do it when we feel like we only need to. And then when we do it only until we have the bare minimum folks that we need. And then we quit and run away immediately because it sucks so bad. And then we're constantly letting inmates run the asylum because they know that they need us or we need them way more than they need us. So we're going to talk about how to not do that. Because what happens is if you're like so many of the folks I talk to, you'll get literally hundreds of applications. Right? I'll talk to folks. I'm like, how many applications did you get? I'm big on tracking. Bring the data, not the drama. And they'll say 137, right, in the last 2 weeks. And it's not that there's not any good people in there. The problem is there might only be four good people in there. And to go through 100 apps, the people that are honest are like, yeah, I went through 27 and then I just gave up. It was too much. And maybe all the good ones were in the remaining 110 or whatever, but I just gave up. So you get hundreds of apps. It's brutal to go through them. It's even worse when you do go through them and try and get people to show up, right? You might find five or six or seven that you like and then calling them. And it's like trying to herd 1,000 cats at once, trying to get them all coming. Melissa's congratulating Dallas on his hard work and says, you are giving us all hope. That is one of my favorite things about the elite group is it's fun when you're just new getting in. You're like, can I really do this? Is it going to work? And then you see guys and gals succeeding at the, you know, just weeks later, you're like, okay, I can do this. So glad that you're getting hope, Melissa. That is a big part of what we do here to go with the tactical. Jason says, time saver, lifesaver, and a lot of fun. And yeah, if you want hope, Melissa, yeah, Jason's one of my millionaire mastermind group guys. And there's a lot of hashtag live like the Johnsons because these guys travel and have fun and have an amazing life. Sydney's in the house. Oh my gosh, we have such a great group. So excited to talk to you guys. So the problem is, it's brutal trying to get people to show up. You're hiring out of a thin batch. You desperately need someone, but none of the people in front of you are any good. So you have to make a bad decision. And then, God forbid, you hire somebody, training them sucks and becomes a great time suck. So that is what we're dealing with. The problem is if we can't get this right, if you can't attract the right employees, you can't grow your business and your life is going to be miserable. You will be a slave to your business, and it will cost you the time and money freedom that probably got you in this business in the first place. I'm going to repeat that again because it's so important. If you can't attract the right employees, you're never going to be able to grow your business. Your life is going to be beholden to that business. You'll be a slave to it, and it will cost you the time and money freedom that probably got you into the cleaning business in the first place. So if any of that resonates, that's what we're going to talk about today. You're in the right spot. Renee says, finally got to see this live when hiring left under your expectations. Good for you, Renee. I learned all this from Mike. He's awesome. Renee, my new best friend. All right. So let's dive in. First thing, we kind of touched on it, and I've said it before, but it bears repeating because it's so important. Michelle says, true story. You wait your turn, Michelle. You're going to get to come on and go live with everyone else. You should start getting nervous now because I'm already excited to introduce you to Cleaning Nation. All right. So, we've already talked about it. We have this belief that, well, I'll just hire when I need somebody, right? Because it's painful or because that's how we think it's going to be done. The reality is if you're growing or if you don't have all A players on your team, or if you expect someone might leave at some point, and if you've been in the business long enough, you know someone's going to leave at some point. If any of those are true, that you're growing, that someone's going to leave, that you don't have all A players, if any of those are the case for you, you need someone right now. So you can go, I'm only going to hire when I need someone. The thing is, a healthy growing cleaning company always needs someone. So we should always be hiring. Then we also have the backup belief, and I'm so glad Jason's on because he and I went through this. I can't hire if I don't need anyone right now, right? The reality is you do need someone now, and they won't know if you go through the process and you don't hire someone. They're not going to go, hey, what's going on? You invited me to this interview, but you didn't really have a spot open. They're just going to assume that they weren't a fit, right? And honestly, I'll take the hopeful A player over the known C player every day, right? So if I've got a B or C player in my organization, I've got two or three people that I'm not really hiring, or I don't feel like I've got room, but I've got someone in front of me that's just an absolute top notch. Like, wow, this guy or gal is the best interview I've had in a month. I'm going to hire that guy. And if someone has to go, it's going to be the guy or gal that's a C player right now. And you might say, well, gosh, the A interview, I've had A interviews and they turn out to be Fs, or they don't do a good job. That's fine. We've got a hiring process. We'll just replace them with another A, right? But we know the C's not an A. He's been working for us for 6 months, right? So we're always hiring. And Jason, I mentioned him. He was probably one of my most recent examples, certainly in the Millionaire Mastermind, where he's like, Mike, hiring process is working too good. I got too many people. I got to turn it off. I got to slow it down. I'm full up. Like, I just can't take anymore. And I said, just give it a week. We'll see. We'll see. And I think within a week or two, something had happened where people were on vacation, or they had quit, or he fired, some confluence, or they got a big account, or some combination of all of that happened. And he's like, thank God I had my funnel on. So this, the process is, if you feel like you should only hire when you need someone, great. You're always going to need someone if you're a healthy, growing cleaning company. Another thing we've got to get over is this belief, or this reality for us, that it's got to be frustrating and hard to hire. That just means you don't have the right systems, right? So absolutely, if you don't have the right systems, it can be a bear to hire the right people. But with the right systems in place, not only can you have all the quality employees in place that you need, but it only takes like 3 to 6 hours of somebody's time, and that somebody doesn't have to be you, right? So it doesn't have to take a long time. It's just the trick that most of the two big mistakes people make is, one, they don't have systems or processes. A system is to just ignore their hiring until their hair catches on fire and then go crazy trying to hire somebody. Or they have even when the guys and gals that we coach, once they get the system in place, they get lured into thinking, oh, you know, I'm okay, I can turn off my process. So the reality is, it is going to take 3 to 6 hours every single week. That's the deal. But it doesn't have to be your time. It has to be somebody's time in your company. But it is so much better, less frustrating, more effective, more profitable to have that same 3 or 4 hours every week from somebody than 0 hours, 0 hours, 0 hours, and then 20 hours and it's an emergency. So really important that we move from this has to be a frustrating thing that I hate to, no, it's just a part of my week that I actually enjoy. And if I can't do it or won't do it, then someone else enjoys it. Which kind of brings us to the next belief that's going to kill you is, I've got to run the interviews personally. And I'll tell you, I do coach. If you're under like 50 staff, I would like it if you'd kind of hire all of your people personally, but you don't have to do all of the interviews personally, right? So you want to do the one-on-one and the group first and the one-on-one. I recommend that you do at least one of those, right? So it doesn't have to be, any employee that's a really good core values match can do the interviews. So Melissa says having no show problem in group interviews. Melissa, we will talk about that on tomorrow's call, because that's definitely something we can solve, but we need more data than I can do here on the live. Okay, so the next thing is a lot of people get just, I'm trying to get the little things that get you guys hung up so we can get you through that and be able to start doing this. First is they start believing I have to have an office to interview people, or I have to have a nice office. The reality is in today's day and age, we're in 2019. Gosh, it's almost over. We're coming up on 2020. You do not need to have an office. A coffee shop is just fine. There are many quote unquote real companies or successful companies or actual companies or whatever you want to call it that just do their interviews or stuff like that out of an office. I've got all of our people, our enrollment coaches, our mindset coaches, on our operations manager, all the people on our staff, are many of them I've never met. I interviewed them virtually. So don't get all up in your head about you've got to have an office. And certainly you if you have an office, you can use it, but a coffee shop is just fine. People like caffeine and sugar anyway. So you spend $20 on that and have a nice little thing. Another people kind of get freaked out about, well, I'll look stupid if no one shows up, or if just, you know, one or two people show up. Well, first of all, we don't want 30, right? That's not typically what we can handle. So we're really looking for a key number. It would be like, I'd like at least 3 or 4. And any more than like 8 or 10, it gets a little overwhelming. So that's the first thing. The second thing is if no one shows up, great. You've got a nice little hour of magic free time when I've got back-to-back days and someone has to reschedule, doesn't show up, like, oh gosh, good, I get a break. So if no one shows up, you're fine, right? If maybe just one or two people show up, that's fine. They, you know, you don't even have to tell them it's a group interview beforehand. You can kind of mention it, like we're not keeping it secret, but they don't care. They're just looking for what they want. So you're going to run it exactly the same way the group interview, if one person shows up or 10 people show up. And then again, when we go to you not having to do it, first of all, again, I'd like you to do either the one-on-one or the group interview, unless you're traveling. Like I was just coaching Jason the other week. When they've been traveling, I think they're able to hire people completely without them. So I'm not going to not travel to make sure I do a group interview. Please don't hear that. But I will, if I'm in town, I want to, before anyone gets hired, I want to make sure I talk to them. So that's kind of that. And the cool thing is a lot of people get freaked out about, like, well, I've got to have someone that's a quote unquote supervisor, someone that's been with me for 10 years, or someone that's given a left kidney to the company. We get all these weird beliefs around what we have to have to before someone can conduct an interview. Really, for me, all I'm looking for is someone that's a 10 out of 10 in core values match. That's really it. As long as they absolutely are in love with our core values and they get what we stand for as a company, and they live that, that's all I care about. And, you know, we also get up in our head, oh, I got to beg them to do it, or I have to pay them a bunch of extra money. No, you don't. It should be an honor, right? A lot of people we miss because sometimes we have cleaners that are, you know, lower on the pay scale. You know, they're not making 60 grand a year. They're making $12 an hour, whatever you pay. We think because of that, we limit them, and there's no need to do that. Honest to goodness, the more responsibility you give people, especially when their core values match, and that's where there's so much value in running your company based off your core values. The more responsibility you give, you'd be shocked how they rise up to that responsibility. So I would really encourage you to have employees involved in that process. So if you're doing a group interview first and a one-on-one next, you do one that week and have another employee do the other. Next week, switch. And if you're out of town, have a couple of employees that do that without you, right? So, you don't need someone that is, if they're wanting a bunch of extra money or like a raise or promotion, it's the wrong person. You want someone that's so down with your cause. You know, all of our enrollment coaches, they don't get paid, but every time I've got a new enrollment coach that we're thinking about hiring, I always want to talk to the enrollment coaches we have, A, because I value their opinion, and B, because I want the new guy to be able to ask the guys here, like, what's this business like? What's Mike really like? And they do that, and they're honored to do it. Not because they get paid, but because they really care about what we're doing here for you guys. So you really want people that are down with your cause and excited to do that. And I'd probably pay them hourly, right? If it takes them an hour or two to do it, I'd pay them their regular wage, but really as a matter of respect and just to show them I appreciate them. But if people are doing it for the money, they're the wrong people. You want core values matches. And the other thing is, we'll get into this thing, and this will really kill you in terms of this will be a time saver, especially when you're new, where you're like, I've got to have experienced cleaners. How long have you cleaned? Believe it or not, I almost would rather no cleaning experience for a couple of reasons. One, all I care about is a core values match. Anybody can clean. That's a beautiful, I shouldn't say anybody, 98% of the population, adult population, can clean. So we're not really looking for people that are expert cleaners. We're looking for people that are all about, for me, it's having fun, making money, being real, helping out. If they believe that and they're willing to live that, they're going to be great in our company and we can teach them to clean. If they're the best cleaners in the world, but they're not about having fun or being real, they don't care about making me money or them money or our clients' money, and they're not be real, they don't want to help out, they're just not for me. I don't care how good they are at cleaning. So really important that we're looking for people that our core values match. If they've cleaned, okay, I suppose. It's good to know that they can handle the physical part of the deal, but I'm going to have to retrain them anyway, right? We want them doing it our way, not their way. So I really want to encourage you when you're doing that. We're not looking for experienced cleaners. We're looking for core values matches. So again, the big thing that overreaching I want to kind of give you for this whole concept, because it's really an important one, is we got to get rid of the belief that I got to handle herding 1,000 cats to get people to actually decent people to show up to an interview, and I got to call them and blah, 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 blah. The reality is you need the right system to do this. You need, believe it or not, the way we coach is there is no interaction. Once the systems are in place, you or your employee just shows up on the, at the interview and that's it, right? Everyone shows up there, you have automated systems doing everything prior to that. And that's what you need to have in place. Because the cool thing is the system automatically deselects the people that are, we're attracting, not chasing. Hey, Daisy, another person that's got their, for the best of my knowledge, got their, Dylan and Daisy got their hiring process down right. So we want to move from begging and chasing, right? You got to call them. Hey, can you come in at 3 o'clock? How about this time? I can do tomorrow 4. Well, I'm not going to be there, blah, 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 blah. To a system doing everything for you, and the right people kind of rise through that system and show up and follow your process, and the wrong people don't. We're hiring enrollment coaches right now, and that's exactly what we do. We have a very kind of pain in the neck system that it takes work to get into our little company, our culture, and we're fine with that. The people that won't show up or won't follow the system, that's okay if we're not there. So the good news is, once you have this down, you can travel the world. It was funny. We had our Millionaire Mastermind meeting yesterday, and speaking of Dylan and Daisy and Jason, that was the first time I think everyone on the call was home. We'd been doing it for months. It feels like certainly weeks where everyone was traveling and just out there. I'm like, it's so weird to see you guys all at your place as opposed to out in the world. Dallas made a really good point. You can't train someone's core values, but you can train them how to do a job. You're so right. I can't train someone to want to have fun. If that's who they are, I don't have to train them. I can just be excited and encourage them. If that's not who they are, I can yell, I can scream, I can beg, I can pay, I can threaten, I can do whatever I want. That's just not who they are. But we can certainly train someone that doesn't know how to clean. But someone that isn't want to help out, that's not who they are. It just, maybe you could, but the time and money and frustration it would take just isn't worth it. So the beauty is, once you've got this down, you can literally travel the world. Once you've got the systems and processes in place where other people can follow those systems, you do not have to stay home and hire, right? And when people quit, it's not this, you know, or no show, no call, no show. You're totally fine. You've got a system that covers it. So this is really the keys to not only your time freedom, in that when people are, you have to train them or you have to hire them or you have to fill in when they don't show up because you don't have enough. When this process is broken, it is a tether and a leash, right? We get so many people on our breakthrough calls that call in and say things like, I haven't had a vacation since I started my company, 5-10 years since I haven't had a vacation. So once you get this system and process down, you can travel the world. You have your freedom. These are the keys to your kingdom, your freedom. And you can grow your company. It is very, very hard, no matter how good your client attraction system is. If you don't believe that you can get people to do the job, or you in the back of your mind think you're going to do the job, it's a bear to sell and to grow. So this is the keys to your time and money freedom right here, is, you know, client attraction, of course, but you've got to have the employees or it won't work. So if you're like, holy crap, I want more of this. I want all of it. I need that freedom. I've been doing this for months or years and I look up and I'm still cleaning or helping people clean or stepping in when people call out to clean or dealing with all that crap. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the free on-demand training to get the systems and processes that you need. And you can one day be like Dallas and Daisy and Jason Johnson and Kim and Michelle and all the amazing, amazing people that we have the opportunity to serve. So go to growmycleaningcompany.com, sign up for the on-demand training. Can't wait to see you guys there. Really appreciate you joining me on this one, and we'll talk soon. Thanks for tuning in to today's show. If you're fired up, ready to grow, and want to see if you have what it takes to work with us at Grow My Cleaning Company, here's what I want you to do right now. Go to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk. That's growmycleaningcompany.com/talk to book an appointment to speak with me personally. I'm going to jump on the phone with you to get you crystal clear on where you are now,
where you want to be, and how to get you there. Don't walk around in the dark any longer. If you are serious about growing your cleaning company, it's time to finally get the systems in place that you need to grow. We've helped hundreds of owners of cleaning companies not only grow their business and their personal freedom, but give back to their community as well. If that's what you're looking for, head over to growmycleaningcompany.com/talk and book a time to talk with me personally. I can't wait to get to know you and your business.